Today we celebrate today the theme of hope. A little over a year ago, Brandy and I were driving down Spriggs Road as construction was happening in the Hope Hill Crossing development. Anybody live there from here? Anybody here live there? No? Okay, not yet. And as we were driving down, we were in a time and a season where we felt God had confirmed in us that it was time for us to move on in life and to start a new journey. And we were praying, and as we prayed, we felt God wanted us to be prepared to start a new church. And while we were driving down Spriggs Road, we saw the sign that was just being put in by the construction workers, Hope Hill Crossing. Now, if you know the history of this area, Hope Hill was the name of a farm that used to be there where horses used to be bred, and there were stables there, and the family were Christians, and they named it after the realization that they wanted to be a hill that brought hope to people through their farming, through their horseback riding, and through ultimately sharing of their faith about a Savior who died on a hill over 2,000 years ago. And so we thought, wow, that's a really cool name for a church. So Hope Hill, why are we here? We're here to bring the gospel of hope to a world that is lost and dying, to people who don't know the truth that there is a loving Savior who came and died for them to provide forgiveness of their sins, the greatest gift that could ever be given or received. And this year, our hope for you is that if you have not come to realize the truth behind the gospel, the truth that Jesus Christ himself loves you and is here to provide hope for you in every area of your life, then your heart would be open to receive that gift and that you would come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior. Through this Christmas season, we're going to be busy. There's going to be Christmas parties. There's going to be business festivities. There's going to be caroling and shopping and frustrations and credit cards and debt and family. And it all can just overwhelm us and distract us and keep us from focusing on the truth of what this season is really about. And our hope today is that you as families can leave from this place a little better equipped to go into this season with a plan, with a strategy. How are we as a family going to take this season and get all that God wants us to get out of it? And so around the room, you're going to see 10 to 12 different stations that we want to encourage you over the next hour to walk through as a family. No particular order, come and go as you feel like you want to, as the traffic allows. And go to the station, read the boards that will give a brief description of what that station is about. There are lots of things like arts and craft. We actually have a family self-serve communion station here that we want you to walk up to and read through the scriptures and have somebody in your family lead you in taking communion as a family. There are letters to soldiers, letters to prisoners, letters to those who are poor and suffering in this area to be written, crafts, ornaments, all kinds of things for you to take home and to do together as a family to pull the true meaning of this season out and at your dinner table or whatever time you can come together. In the back, there are two special tables that all of them are special, but there are two significant tables that I want to point out to you. If you look real quick, you'll see a lit Christmas tree, actually two of them. And next to the Christmas tree, Don, will you raise your hand? That's our wreath station. Now you can look back up here. Those two stations, I want to point out for a couple reasons. The Christmas wreath station is our Advent wreath. There's an example of one here. Each week as we go through the different themes leading up to Christmas, we will light a different candle. And each candle represents different scripture passages from the Bible that lead up to the prophecies and to the coming of our King, Jesus Christ. And so at home, you can take one of these, set it in a family place that's special to you, and once a week, come together, read those passages of Scripture and talk about what Christmas is about and light a candle. And these are for you to take home. We have enough there for one per family. So if you could keep it to that limit, everybody will get one. And we'd appreciate that. The other station in the back is our angel tree. Now, a lot of you have heard of angel trees. Ours is a little different. The Angel Tree organization is actually sponsored by Prison Fellowship Ministries, and that is a place where you can provide gifts for children of inmates in prison. Our angel trees are a little different. We prayed and we felt like God wanted to use us right here in our community, and so we have asked that you would let us know of families in need, co-workers, neighbors, schoolmates, and we have received email showing us about 20 to 25 different families that are in need this holiday season. And so we have went to each of those families and asked them for wish lists. And on those trees are their children's wish lists. Each of the gifts are about $20 or so. And we ask that as a community, you make your way to that station and consider buying a Christmas present for a child in need. Terry, are you here? There are a few other things that I'd like you to know, because this can become a logistical nightmare if we don't do some things right. So Terry has provided some notes for me to make sure we list this, work this right. First thing I mentioned is we want you to stick within a certain price range. Each of the gifts that we've written out are about that $20, $25 price range. If you feel like going over and above that, that is up to you. You're able to do that. Respond as God leads there. Anything else about that? Okay. We have put gifts on the tree since we had such a response. We have put gifts just for kids only. Last year, we had about half the number of families, and we took wishes for parents as well. This year, you'll see gifts only for kids. If, again, you have adopted a family, some of you have, like, taken a whole family under your own wing, you bless them however you feel led. Does that make sense? Okay, the next thing is, if you have sponsored a family and you have already bought some of the gifts, we need to know, so come let us know. We'll pull those gifts off the tree so that someone else doesn't go out and buy those gifts again. So if as a sponsor family you've already done some of the shopping, just come back to the back, let Terry know or one of the other helpers, and we'll make sure we record it correctly. We are providing two gifts for each child this year. So you'll see tags back there, and each tag represents one gift for one child. Each child will have two gifts on the tree. If you see a gift on there that says Xbox 360, actually you won't see that on the tag, correct?
No.
We changed those. Some of those kind of wishes came in, and we just simply can't expect you to go that far. Now, if you feel led by God to do that, go for it. If you hear by word of mouth that family is hoping for something special, a computer or something like that, again, as a family or a small group, however you want to take care of that, you do that. You will not find those kind of gifts on the tree. But if there is something like a boot, like an UGG boot, that can be $100 to $200, it may say similar. We all know that they're not as good, but similar. Actually, some better. Yeah, like the ones my daughter's wearing, okay? All right. They're better than Uggs, okay? I already talked about it. If you already purchased, see us. Thank you. If you know of other families still in need and you've not yet given the information to us, get it to us quickly. We're trying to do the best we can. And really, we can't do any of this without you. So thank you. Make your way to each station. Is there anything else? Any other? As you make your way through the stations, you're going to have about 45 minutes. At about noon, we're going to come back together for one more Christmas carol send-off song. So make your way through the stations. The center area is for restless children, but preferably those under the age of 2. We will not have that staffed. So if you need to put your child in there or a husband that's restless, then you have to supervise them, okay? So that's in the center area. If you need to change a child, We have a baby changing area just outside where our check-in table normally is set up. There is also a children's maze out here, kind of like a journey through Bethlehem. There's a station out here. Make sure your kids make it out there as well. All right, let me pray for us, and we'll enter into our time of celebration as a family. God, thank you so much for the coming of your Son. Thank you for loving us so much, God, that in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, you did not consider equality with you something to be grasped, but you lowered yourself, taking on the form of a servant, and you came to this earth, lowering yourself even to the point of dying on a cross for us in our place. God, I pray that as we enter into this time of Christmas, that that would be our focus, that you gave so that we could now give and so that we can now live for you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us. Help us to take these tokens, these reminders, bring them into our families, and to make this season special. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. Make your way around to the stations and enjoy. Thank you.